Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Come right to you today, you know, from our broadcast and our program to let you know that our hearts go out to Kathmandu, India, with the earthquake that was like 7.8 on the Richter scale. With, at this time right now, 2,500 deaths, I think over a million people affected.
Wow.
I believe Pat Robinson stated on the CBN 700 news or whatever that it's equivalent to something like 30 atomic bombs.
Wow.
Because it's right where two tectonic plates actually meet up together. And but we want to give you a right report of what's happening and who's going to be able to provide aid. It is Israel. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, John, can you tell us what's taking place and how Israel is sending aid to
Kathmandu? Yes. CBN's reporting that Israel sends a large-scale mission to Nepal. A 260-member team from Israel arrived in Nepal Tuesday to aid in search and rescue operations and to set up a multi-facility field hospital that can treat at least 200 patients daily. Over the weekend, the death toll following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Saturday rose to 2,500. An advanced multi-department medical facility equipped with approximately 95 tons of humanitarian and medical supplies from Israel and a medical staff of 122 doctors, nurses, and paramedics will be rapidly established in the city of Kathmandu to provide medical care for disaster casualties. The Israeli Defense Force spokesperson's unit said in a statement, the facility will include a pediatric, internal medicine, neonatal, radiology departments, as well as maternity ward and emergency operating rooms. The Israeli Defense Force National Search and Rescue Unit dispatched a team of senior military physicians, engineers, mechanical engineering equipment operators, and rescue dog handlers. Head of the mission to Nepal, Colonel Yaron Loretto, commander of the Search and Rescue Corps, said the Israeli mission will be making two main efforts: conduct search and rescue operations to free anyone trapped under the rubble, and set up a field hospital to be operational within 12 hours. You are being sent on a mission, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Colonel Loretto. This is the true face of Israel, a country that offers aid over any distance at such moments. Good luck. We are counting on you.
It's so amazing, you know, how, you know, Israel is just responding. Yes. The goodness, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is letting everybody know this is Israel. This is what we do.
Wow.
We'll go to the furthest places to be able to render help and aid. And they're helping so many people. And our hearts go out to those, you know, and Samaritan's Purse, if you haven't yet, you can see, as a matter of fact, you saw all the way that whole article was going on right there in the lower part of your screen, how that is the Israeli Defense Force, Israel preparing to go, you know, provide that aid right there. And you might want to give them a shout out. I don't know if you know this, but you can actually Facebook Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and let them know how much you appreciate, you know, what they're doing and how they're rendering help. And Samaritan Purse, you're looking right now on the lower part of your screen, you know, with Franklin Graham with Samaritan's Purse. And they're right on the scene. I mean, they are right there. And they specifically have a gift, you know, of doing what's needed while not compromising the gospel.
Yes.
You know, they do the surgical strike of help and aid and building and all those type
resources,
of things.
All those things.
All those things. And it's if you have not yet read Rebel Without a Cause, you can see it right here on your screen. You got to get, that's a testimony of Franklin Graham and how Samaritan Purse came about, but also how he came about.
Mm.
Pretty powerful thing. And today, you know, he is reaching the world and it's time. You know, you think about this. You know, Jesus said very specifically, you know, when you see Israel surrounded by armies, when you see earthquakes, when you see nation rise against nation, when you see, you know, persecution taking place against Christians and Jews, you know, in the earth, he says that the time of desolation is close. And people say, well, it's not, you know, really. I mean, look.
We're pretty close right now.
I've never seen the rapidness of things progressing. And it kind of helps when you have people that are in authority kind of helping that take place.
Or nudging that, maybe.
Or nudge. Isn't there a book called Nudge?
I think so.
There's a book called Nudge. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.